All right, again, we are so happy and excited to have Brother Jackson with us this morning. We love and appreciate Brother and Sister Jackson for so many reasons. And Brother Chavez brought out one of those powerful reasons here the other night when he mentioned that it is such a blessing and a lesson for us to witness Brother Jackson praising God, shouting and running the aisles. Brother Jackson, with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. You know, just the other day, I had a little visit from our friend, our associate, if I can say it like that. He just dropped by, just ordinary day. Naturally, what's going on now, a little depression, thinking, weary from all the situations that's happening around us. And I said, oh, no, you don't. You must be kidding me. This is the knucklehead that accepts no excuses. Don't you remember? Or have you forgotten? I am committed to the Lord. It is my intentions to keep on. I have no intentions of giving up now. Even though all these situations going on, can't run as I did before, no permanent legs, can't sit, I can sit and pray. My wife had several strokes and things in the past. Sickness. Mom's had a 100-year birthday, and no one was able to go and be there. But you know, this is life. Ever had that type of situation occurring in your life? Devil comes around and say, hey, Sam, what's up? Something wrong? Oh, no, it's okay. Just stop by to check in on you. Normally, that's when he would say something like that. You look a little sad. First thing he would say, how are the kids? You know, because we are family-oriented. How are the kids in the family? Maybe she might even say something like that. How is that new Volkswagen? I thought you was a Mercedes-Benz person. Now you got the Volkswagen. What's going on? Fame is a bit high, huh? And I would say something like so. God will provide. He has provided. Have you forgotten that we are ambassadors of the King? And we're going to carry the message which we have received. One thing for sure, don't give up. God has given us the Holy Ghost, and he entrusts us to pass it on. So my next thing to Mr. Satan, get behind me. Here's a verse that I looked up, and I thought it was quite interesting. It was Matthew chapter 8, verse 13. It says, it goes like so. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. You know, I have noticed something. Satan will only leave for a short season. He will always return. Seeing that he pick on the seasoned Christians personally, I don't think he's too smart to tell you the truth. Even though most of us have grown older, tired, but we are still aware of Satan's tactics. He's very smart with his tactics. He will seem to throw a curveball at you. He'll throw two balls outside, and the third one will go across the plate, and you would think that it's the same, but he'll switch up. He's smart. I give him no credit, but he's smart. To a seasoned Christian, you are very much aware and familiar with his game. Now is the time, I would say, we need to get to that, to exercising those knee bones. Prayer still works. Our answer to our ministry is only a knee bone away. A few years ago, the pathway of this journey has been a challenging one. After I came to grips with myself, the second level, and trusting someone who thought was serious about getting himself and my family to heaven, it didn't turn out that way exactly. I can truly say that one pastor who made that quote, "Follow me as I follow Christ." That was a true quote. And I respect that pastor, even though, and regrettable, he's not with us anymore. He chose, his choice, not to follow Christ any longer. And I've been asked that question by many. How do you feel? Well, how would you feel if someone fell off the bandwagon? You're not going to just leave them and drop them, but it's their choice. My faith was not shaken or dampened. I realized he made the choice, and I realized man will fail you. Somehow, in some way, we are strengthened in faith. We need to get rooted and grounded if we're going to walk this walk. We have found by being a part of God's church, it makes God's church and living and the dreams comes much easier. So by participating in the church, reaching souls, giving to the work of God, commitment, faithfulness, dedication, loyalty, love one another, if somehow you could ask the Lord why he's handing out blessings to keep you, give you, protect you, and you would not want to leave but rejoice when you see others being brought to the house of the Lord and you begin to enjoy the blessing of the Lord with them. That is all I have this morning. But we do not want to give up. We will not give up, even though everything around us seems to be seeking sin. But the answer is the Lord. We will call on him. And I thank you this morning for your time, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Brother Jackson, for this great testimony, this great encouragement, this great word of faith. And you know what, church, as Brother Jackson was sharing his message and his encouragement this morning, I couldn't help but to listen. If you listened to Brother Jackson's voice, you heard a toughness and a resolve in Brother Jackson's voice. And he reminded me of the verse in 2 Timothy chapter 2 that says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Brother Jackson, thank you for being a good soldier of Jesus Christ and for being a great example to us of how to be that good soldier. Church, why don't we just thank God right now for Brother and Sister Jackson and for this great word of encouragement and this model and example that we have in Brother Jackson to be a good soldier. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Brother and Sister Jackson. We thank you for this great word and for the resolve in Brother Jackson's voice, Lord. And it is a true, clear voice and an example for us of how to be that good soldier in Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, church, with that said, we're going to expect everyone to be at church tonight. We'll see you there. Please be mindful to go by the guidelines that Pastor Clark has set forth, to be cautious and careful and distancing and masks and whatnot. And we'll see everyone tonight at church, 7 p.m. prayer, 7:30 p.m. service. God bless all of you and have a great day in Jesus.